Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous, here for another BGI series, which is short for Beginner's Guide to the iPhone. In this cast, I'm going to talk about the FaceTime settings. This is not about the FaceTime app itself. That's for another BGI series cast. So give that a listen if you want to learn more about FaceTime. But this is more about the FaceTime settings and what you can do within the settings itself. Alright, so to access the FaceTime setting, you just go to the Apple settings, or just purely settings if you want. Double tap on that. Keep swiping down until you get all the way down until you get to FaceTime.
FaceTime button.
And go ahead and do a double tap on FaceTime.
Settings.
Okay, there's not much in here to show you, but I'm going to show you a few things, what I have here and set up and how this works. Basically, we got to set up FaceTime. You got to be able to be, you want to access it from a variety of different places. So let me show you what I've had set up and what kind of settings you can do.
FaceTime, heading.
As I swipe to the right.
FaceTime, on.
Obviously, I want FaceTime to be on. If you turn this off, you will not receive any FaceTime from people. And remember that FaceTime is an Apple proprietary product that is only exclusively for Apple products. FaceTime will work with iPhones, it will work with the iPod Touch, it will work with iPads, and it will also work with a Mac. So within the ecosystem, you can FaceTime each other. And essentially, FaceTime is pretty much like a Skype. If you're not aware of Skype, it's a video call. It can also be done with an audio call, which can be useful as well if you don't want to use any of your cell minutes and you are on Wi-Fi, for example. You can make FaceTime audio calls to people, and the quality is outstanding. It's really, really cool. It's phenomenal. So if another person is at home, they're using Wi-Fi, and you just want to do an audio call and without using your cell minute, you can do that. It is also great for video conferencing, so I use this a lot with conferencing with my mom, so like she can actually see me. Sometimes, you know how mothers are, they like to see you face to face and stuff. And so, not only that, but I usually use FaceTime to help me out on a wide range of things, like if I'm home alone, I need some help, that something's come up on the computer, or I'm trying to cook something, I don't know what the instructions is, I can FaceTime somebody. I can FaceTime one of my kids, my wife, or my mom, or friends that are using an iPhone device. I can FaceTime them, and they'd be able to see it, and they can tell me where I'm at, or what the instruction says, or what the computer says. So it can come handy. So you want to keep this on if you want to see FaceTime or make FaceTime calls.
Your phone number and slash or email address will be shared with people you call.
All right, now, the next area here are going to be a group of things I have tied to FaceTime. Obviously, your phone number is going to be tied to FaceTime, so whatever phone number you have will be selected here. Now, you can add additional things to it. So if you want to be accessed by FaceTime by an iCloud email, for example, this might be useful because you may want to keep your phone number a privacy thing. I don't want this person to know my phone number, so I will give him either my Apple ID number or Apple ID email, or I'll give them my iCloud email. And you can hook those up, and so they can FaceTime you through those accounts instead. But again, it still has to be an Apple device, and etc. But this is just kind of a privacy deal. So not only that, but if I want to receive a phone call through my Mac without using connectivity, I can just use the iCloud and use the iCloud account. So it's going to show me my number.
Apple ID, Thomas at.
So there's my Apple ID.
You can be reached by FaceTime at heading.
It's going to show me all the information here.
Selected. Plus one, 816.
So
selected.
These are selected.
Thomas.
So my.
Domville at. Selected. Plus one, 816.
Okay, so there's my phone number that is selected. You heard it is selected.
Selected. Thomas.
That is one of my email. It's either my iCloud or my Apple ID that is also selected. So you want to select the ones you want FaceTime to allow people to access FaceTime through. So these are selected.
More info. Thomas. Selected. Thomas. At.
And that's another one I have. So all three of these things are selected. So if you deselect them, that means you will not receive FaceTime from those particular emails or phone numbers. So you can deselect one or two that you don't want to receive FaceTime, or you do want to receive FaceTime. So those are kind of important things.
More info, add another email button.
And then it will give you the ability to add another email that you want to add to that list of things that you want to be able to receive FaceTime calls from. Okay? Now, if I swipe one more to the right.
Caller ID. Heading.
Caller ID. This is what's going to pop up on FaceTime that you want to use by default. By default, you can only use one as a caller ID that will show up on their device.
Selected. Plus one.
So this one is selected is my phone number. Otherwise, I can select the other two emails that I have in here.
Thomas.downfield.
That one.
Thomas.
Or that one. And those will be optional that you can select for caller ID. So that just basically they know who is calling them on FaceTime. That's what's going to show up on the caller ID, if that makes sense. Okay?
Blocked. Button.
And then one of the options we have here is block. This is very much like the phone, text messages, and FaceTime. At any time, you can block people that you do not want to receive phone calls, text, or FaceTime. These are all tied, integrated together. So they're in three different places. So you can essentially go to the phone settings, the message settings, or FaceTime settings. You'll all three have this block button. If I double tap on the block
FaceTime.
Button.
Back button.
It's going to show me all the numbers I have blocked.
Blocked. Heading. Edit. Button. Plus 1. 2. 6. 7.
So that number is being blocked.
Plus 1. 9. 1. 3.
That number is being blocked. Once you block somebody, it, like I said, it will block them in all three areas. Even though in FaceTime, if I block that person, it will block them from being able to text to you, and it'll block them being able to call you. This can be very helpful if somebody is calling you all the time, is annoying. You can block that person within the FaceTime app itself, and etc. And you can see all the numbers you have blocked. Let's see if I can get to the bottom here.
FaceTime. Back. You will not receive phone calls, messages, or FaceTime from people. You will not receive phone. Add new.
Okay. The very bottom is add new. That is the add new. You can double tap on that, and that'll give you the option of if you know the phone number or the address that they're calling you from FaceTime, you can ahead of time or manually set that to just double tap on there, enter the information that you want to block, and set it, and that will appear on the block list. And so you will no longer receive any of those messages, FaceTime, and phone calls from these people. However, if you feel like you have blocked the wrong person or you have a change of heart, have no fear. You can unblock these people. Let's find a number here.
Plus one, two, one.
Let's just say I like this person. I don't want to block them anymore. You just go to the phone number of choice, and then you do a swipe up with one finger.
Unblock.
And the option will give you the unblock. You just double tap on that, it'll unblock that person, and it'll remove them from the block list. And so now they can FaceTime me, message me, and call me. So that is what the block option is all about.
Activate item, default action.
And I just swiped up to go back to default, and I'm going to do the top left to go back.
Plus one, two, six, FaceTime, back button, okay. Blocked.
So that is the block option there.
Blocked.
And button. That is it for the FaceTime settings. Okay, so that'll do for the BGI series for FaceTime settings. Until the next BGI series, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.